Thank you for tuning in and listening to Mount Carmel Church of God Radio Ministries, where we strive to connect you with relevant biblical teachings for the world we live in today. Now for today's broadcast with Pastor Tim Yoder.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity we have to come together to praise and to worship you. Father, we know that there are still others that are traveling that will be joining us as the time goes on. Lord, we just pray for safe travels for each one of them. Lord, may we just lift up our hands today. May we rejoice in your presence. May we remember that today is not about us, and it's all about you, praising the one true King. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand to worship.
Jesus, Lord, please come.
our living hope. He is our living hope, and He is the hope of our world. He is the hope that the world needs, even in the midst of all the darkness, because He is that light. You know, all of us are, at one point or another, we're walking in darkness. And we had friends and family that came along, and they shared the hope of Jesus with each of us. They lifted us up in prayer. I know many of us have had grandparents and parents that prayed for us daily, all the time. And we're called to do the same thing, to never stop seeking God in all that we do. And that's why we set aside this time each and every Sunday to pray for the lost in our community, to pray for those who need Jesus, because we know that there is darkness out there, and Jesus is called to be the light. And we're called to bring that light out to the world around us, to offer that hope that is brought through Christ alone. So in this moment, what I want you guys to do is to take time to pray for your three people that you are praying for, to lift them up by name to Jesus as we pray together. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we know there are many people who don't know You. We have friends and family that are stumbling around this world with no hope, with no joy. Father, but we know that we are called to be those light bearers. We are the ones who are called to lift You up above every other name, to declare Your goodness. Father, we ask that You work on each one of their hearts. And Father, we ask that You work on our hearts as well, that we may boldly step out in faith and declare Your name to the world around us. Father, that each one of these people that are being mentioned by name may come to know who You are, that we can celebrate knowing they are in heaven with us at the end. Father, that they may find that joy and peace that comes through You alone. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue to worship this morning.
I am a child of God. split the sea. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stay and sing. I am a child of God. I want to declare that this morning. I am child of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave of fear, and I am a child.
All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I song must end, and you never do. So I'll throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you.
Let's do that again. I've got one response.
I've got one response. I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will
all that I have is a So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Do that again. Come on, my soul.
So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me.
Worthy of it all, for from you are all things, and to you Father, we just say thank you that you deserve the glory, that you are worthy of our praise. So, Father, we just say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your holiness, your righteousness. Lord, you are worthy. Worthy. You are so good. We give you all the praise and honor. This morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys may be seated.
Good morning, church. It's a great day to be here today. It's fun to be here with each of you guys, and I want to welcome our guests this morning that are joining us on the radio and online. We're thankful that you could be here with us. And I know today's the Super Bowl. I know we got the chili cook-off right afterwards. So let's not waste too much time, and let's dive in this morning. But let's start with a word of prayer. So let's go to our Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the way that you've provided. Father, we thank you for your words that we have to lean into, to learn from. Father, for filling us up with each one of them. Lord, I ask this morning that it's your words that are spoken and not my own. Lord, if I say anything that is not of you, may it fall on deaf ears. And Father, may we just open up our hearts, even the hardest sections, and allow you to enter. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, last week we saw Jesus doing what he does best. He was teaching. You know, he was out there on the side, and there were so many people that were gathering around Jesus when he was teaching that it literally pushed Jesus out to the point that he got into a boat and was teaching from the boat. And we were reminded in that text last week that when we represent God well, when we genuinely represent who Jesus is, we are naturally going to draw people towards us. Because they want to know who this Jesus guy is in our lives. We're going to be naturally able to do that. You know, and Jesus was reminding us last week that through parables, that we are called to share our faith everywhere we go. To plant seeds everywhere we go. To not worry about what that soil looks like in someone's life. To not worry about the soil of if they're prepared or not, if they're ready to hear it. But just to plant it because only God knows what it looks like. We're reminded last week that our job is not to save people. Our job is to share Jesus with the world around us. Not to worry about who they are or what their past was like, but just showing the love of Jesus in everything we do. To just simply go out and share our faith. That God's the one who's done all the cultivating. And he's the one who's going to do the harvesting at the end. And praise God for that this morning. Now this morning in our Life of Christ series, we're going to pick up though where we left off last week. We're going to be over in Mark chapter 4 verses 21 through 25 for anybody who wants to follow along. And the title this morning is called Unashamed. It's this idea that we're not ashamed of our faith. Instead, we see Jesus encouraging us to be bold in our faith and to declare it to the world around us, to let our light shine brightly. And just like last week, we see Jesus teaching us through using parables. So this morning, before we start breaking it down, let's look at this passage, starting with verse 21 and reading through 25. And he also said to them, "Is a lamp brought into to be put under a basket or under a bed? Isn't it to be put on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing concealed that will not be brought to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. By the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and more will be added to you. For whoever has, more will be given to him. And whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. You know, just with the parables last week, this one has two aspects to it. One is the physical world and the other is the spiritual world. One is easy for us to understand, and the other one we may have to press in a little bit to understand what Jesus is saying inside of it. On the physical side, I think we can understand the premise of this parable. The idea is don't hide your light. Don't hide that light. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had power outages, or at least I did at my house, for about 4 to 6 hours as I waited. And as the power went out, what did I do? I went out to my garage, and I grabbed my old Coleman lantern. Grabbed one of those, filled it up with some fuel, lit it. And what did I do with that lantern? I put it in the middle of the room. But why would I put it in the middle of the room? So it illuminates everything, so I can see everything. I didn't want to just hide it into a corner. I didn't want to just keep it away. No, I wanted to make sure that it shined brightly so that I could see everything around me. It was pitch black outside, and I needed to be able to see. It's the same reason we often put our lights in the middle of the ceiling, or we spread them out so that it can illuminate a whole bunch of different areas in the entire room. You know, that next line about nothing being hidden, the idea that everything will be found when light comes. We know that darkness is a great concealer, isn't it? When things are dark, have you ever lost the remote between the couch cushions? All right? Or had it slide underneath the couch? You know, you can look and look underneath there, but it's pitch dark underneath there, and you can't see anything until you get a light out. So you get the flashlight, or nowadays you don't even grab a flashlight, you grab your cell phone, hit the little button, and you light it right up. And we see it plain as day. Or as a buddy of mine discovered, he went into his son's room and he left the light off at night because he didn't want to wake him, and he just wanted to check on him, not realizing his son was playing with Legos earlier in the day and apparently made a wrong step. He woke his son anyways, okay? And I've heard that same thing can be said when it comes to some of Barbie's outfits and her shoes, that those can hurt just as bad. But if we would have just turned the light on, would have been able to see the danger, would have been able to see the problem that was right in front of them. You know, criminals, for example, often prefer no light because it can hide the danger. It can hide what's going on around them. But all it takes is that little bit of light to illuminate their face, to bring it about to the whole world. Just that little bit of light. But what did Jesus mean by this passage? Why did he say to his followers around, why did he say this to his followers? I mean, this seems like a really small passage for today. I mean, we've got a total of four verses that we're looking at. Five, sorry. I'm not a math major. But there's some great value, things that better help us understand who God is inside of this. There's some great value. There's a reason we're only looking at these a little bit. So let's break this passage down. Let's dive in and see how we can apply it to our lives today. Starting with verse 21, where he states, he also said to them, is a lamp brought in to be under a basket or under a bed? Isn't it to be put on a lampstand? So in ancient Israel, a lamp was a fairly simple thing. It was a clay bowl that had a wick in it, and the clay bowl was filled with oil. And people would take that bowl and they would place it on a stand where the light could be shined throughout the entire room. They wouldn't hide it under a basket or under a bed. In fact, when Jesus said this, the listening audience were like, why would you do that? Like, this doesn't make, why would we, of course we would put it up where everyone can see, because you didn't want to waste that light. They would have put it on prominent display where everyone could see it. And what Jesus is talking about in the text this morning, though, the spiritual aspect of it is, he's making sure that we get to the point that Jesus is on prominent display in our lives. You see, Jesus is that light in our lives. And we're called to put our faith out there where everyone can see it. You know, in John 8, Jesus calls himself the light of the world. In John 9, he says it again. There's other texts throughout the Bible where we see it over and over again where Jesus is referred to as the light. And we're called to put the light out for everyone to see. We're not called to hide our faith in Christ or to the world around us. We're called to put our faith on full display. You guys know darkness is the absence of light. That's what darkness is. It's not a separate thing. It is an absence of light itself. And the world around us is dark. There's pain. There's suffering. There's a lack of hope often in our world. We have so many people outside the walls that are stumbling around and looking for anything to grab onto, hoping that they can find that light. They're walking around in darkness, missing out on that source of joy. They don't know Jesus, the source of light. The problem so many of them run into is that they start looking for the light. They start looking for something, but they start looking in all the wrong places. I've been there myself before, where I started looking to things of this world for my source of joy, for my source of light. And I'm sure many of you can say the same thing here today. You know, oftentimes the world tells us that if we can find that right relationship, that we're going to find that joy, that we're going to find that source of light, because that light is what we're looking for. And for others, they believe that they can get the right job, the right promotion, make enough money, you know, that that can become that source of light, that source of joy in their lives. Yet for others, because they can't seem to find it, they keep searching, and everything seems to go backwards. What do? They turn to drugs and alcohol. And they do it to numb the pain of the fact that they can't seem to find this light. They have tried and tried, and yet they still find themselves walking in darkness. They find themselves walking with no hope. We live in a dark and fallen world, one that often doesn't seem to want to hear about Jesus anymore now, does it? That becomes a pretty prominent thing. It seems like as time goes on, every year more and more anger and hatred towards God seems to appear inside of the world around us. There's more and more people that are blaming him for the problems in their lives. And I know a lot of people have heard about Jesus. There's a lot of people in the world that have heard about Jesus, but one of the things I see over and over again is they've never actually seen the light of Jesus. They've ran into people who claim to be Christians, but they've never actually seen that light. They've never actually seen that source of joy that is brought by it. And the darkness of the world just keeps getting darker and darker, pressing in all around us. And the darker the world gets, the more it pushes us to hide our light, to hide our faith. You know, it's becoming down to even our students and stuff. I know several years ago I had a student come up to me that was upset because in their science class they were talking about something, and she didn't have a problem with what they were talking about, but she pushed back a little bit and had some questions, and one of the other students stood up and said, "You can't ask questions because your opinion doesn't matter because you're a Christian." That is what she's running into. That is what they're running into in the schools. And that wasn't a teacher who said it. That was a student. She was being pushed to hide her light, to put it under a basket. Yet in this passage that we're looking at this morning, Jesus is saying that we need to put it on full display, to put our faith in the center of our lives, to make sure that everyone can see it. You know, do people question whether or not you're a believer? Do people know it? Or do you hide your faith? And I know it can become scary to share our faith. I mean, let's be honest. Just like I said earlier about the student, Christianity to a certain extent has gotten some stigmas here in our nation, hasn't it? And the world around us has gained some stigmas. There's been many people, and a lot of that comes from the fact is there's been many people who've claimed to be Christians, who've claimed to have a relationship with God, yet they absolutely had no source of light inside of them. They used the name alone to try to push what they wanted, but they showed absolutely no love of God in the midst of it. They were Christian in name alone. Another reason we get scared is we don't know how to share our faith. Or we're scared that we're going to be asked a question we don't know how to answer. We're scared that we're going to be rejected. And for some of you, it's your life doesn't match the message that you're trying to tell others about. You know, you're a fairly new Christian or you're still a baby and God is transforming your life, but it's still messy. And guess what? All of our lives are still messy. But that doesn't mean that we don't share the hope that we have in Christ. That doesn't mean that we don't step out in boldness and proclaim the gospel and let that light shine and say, Lord, look at what he's done in my life. Look at what God has done so far. And I can't imagine what the next 10 years are. I remember looking back on my own life when I first came to Jesus and how nervous I was. And I wanted to tell everybody about what the changes were happening, but I still had a lot of a mess. But here's the beauty of it. I look back on that now 12 years later, I'm nowhere near the same man I was back then, and praise God for that, because it takes a process, and we should never be ashamed of our faith inside of those moments and to tell people, like, look what Jesus can do. We have to remember it's through that fear God is always with us, and we're called to be bold in Christ, to take his light into the darkness around us, remembering the darkness casts away all, the light casts away all darkness. And I know that the world often presses back against us. In fact, if you go to social media, TV, news, music, any of those things, a lot of times we see Christianity becoming the butt of all jokes. They make fun of our faith. It's because there's no light there to illuminate it. You know, there was once a time when everyone went to church, right? And you were looked at as very strange if you didn't show up on Sunday mornings. Now tell someone you go to church and you're looked at as very strange, okay? The roles have reversed. Some of us are strange. I'll admit that. I'm a little strange myself at times, but that's not the point. So what do we often do? We shut down and we don't talk about it. We start to operate out of fear. We don't allow that light to come out. We hide our faith. We hide our light, allowing the darkness to take over. You know, we keep the light to ourselves. We no longer share it to the world around us. When we get to that point that we no longer share that hope and that light into the world around us, what happens? We stop planting seeds. We stop doing what we talked about last week. We stop going out and telling people about God. We stop praying for the lost in the world around us. We start bringing that light just into the church, and we don't allow it to actually illuminate the world around us. We keep it here on a Sunday morning. It's like we're bringing everything down. Nobody look. We're together. We're going to put this in a little bushel. And the darkness starts to win. And we start acting like we're ashamed of our faith. Yet the darker this world gets, now more than ever, we need to let our light shine. And we need to let it shine brightly to the world around us. To not be ashamed of our faith. Instead, remembering it's only Jesus that can bring us hope in this fallen world. It's only Jesus that can bring light in the dark world. You know, in Romans 1:16, it tells us, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and also to the Greek." We are called to not be ashamed of our faith. Instead, we're called to be bold in our faith. We've been given the best news ever. We've been given the best news ever. One, there is a God. Two, he loves us. And three, he loves us so much that he sent his one and only son to die on the cross for each of us to make a way where there was no way. And praise God for that. We have been given the gospel message, and we have been entrusted to share it with the world around us, because that message has the power of God to transform lives. That message has the ability to overcome any darkness, any evil. You know, in verse 21, Jesus has been encouraging us to let our light shine brightly to the world to see, to not hide it, to not be ashamed, but to live a life that brings glory to God and lets that light shine brightly. You see, when we start doing that, when we actually start stepping out in boldness, we start making disciples. You know, when we step out in boldness and start showing that light, we start evangelizing to the world around us. And as the seed falls on good soil, like we talked about last week, it starts multiplying. And that light starts to grow in our world. Because when we come together, there is no darkness that can prevail. Have you ever noticed that if you take one candle He gives off a little bit of light. You put two candles together, it puts off more light. Three candles, four candles, five candles. And you keep going, and the more you put them together, the brighter that light becomes, to the point that it illuminates everything around it. And there's absolutely no darkness that can prevail, period. That's what happens when we as the body of Christ come together and we let that light shine brightly in our world around us. When we join together, there is no darkness in our world that can prevail. There is nothing the devil can do in our community that can prevail. But it requires us to come together and be that light in the world. And no matter what the world says, we don't hide our light. We step out in boldness. You know, they may push, they may shove. It's one of my favorite parts in my notes. Because, you know, as the world pushes back, Christianity has, as a whole, always been shoved into corners. It has always been shoved back and forth. And throughout church history, they have been arrested. They've been thrown in jail. Throughout church history, we've had Christians that were beaten and martyred for their faith. The disciples themselves were brought in front of the courts, and they were beaten for what they were saying, and they rejoiced as they went out, thankful that they could be counting the cost. You know, Matthew 10:22, it says, "You will be hated by everyone because of my name, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." No matter how hard they pushed on the disciples, they can never put that light out. When we have Jesus inside of us, it doesn't matter how hard the winds blow. It doesn't matter how hard the darkness presses. That light will shine forever. You know, it's throughout church history when the church faces its heaviest persecution that the light often shines the brightest. And it's also when the most people typically come to Christ. China, for an example. They have tried to wipe out Christianity in China. They worked hard to wipe out Christianity in China. And what happened? Christianity blew up in China. Now to the point that the Chinese government is trying to rework the Bible to fit the communist way. They're literally trying to rework it because they realize they cannot defeat it by just beating them and by just throwing them in jail. It just keeps going. That light just continues to illuminate the darkness. And in verse 22, it tells us this morning, "For there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing concealed that will not be brought to light." You see, no matter how hard the world works, no matter how hard the devil schemes to shut down the light of Jesus, nothing will be left to darkness forever. The Bible reminds us that the day will come when every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is that source of light, and we're called to shine it bright. And people are searching for the light and will come when we shine that light bright. Not just when we say Jesus' name, but when we actually allow him to shine through us. It needs to be more than a Christian in name alone. You know, verse 23 says, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen." He's reminding us to listen carefully, to not just hear with our ears, but to hear with our minds and hearts, to allow what he says to penetrate even the hardest areas of our hearts so that we may walk with him and have a deeper relationship with Jesus, and that we're always seeking more of him. This is critical if we want to be the light of the world, that we're constantly seeking more of him. And on verse 24, says, "And he said to them, pay attention to whatever you hear. By the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and more will be added to you." I want you to hear this part very carefully. We are called to pay attention to what we hear, to listen to what Jesus is teaching us. We are called to not just hear his words, but place them into action. We are called to take what Jesus is teaching us and put it into action in our lives. If you remember just a couple of weeks ago, the Pharisees had attacked Jesus and claimed that he was working through the power of the devil. I hope some of you remember that. They didn't want to hear what Jesus was saying. They heard his words, but they refused to act on it. They didn't allow it to penetrate inside of them. And because they didn't like him because he was criticizing their religion. You see, they believed themselves to be the light bearers of their day. They were the experts of the law. They were the experts of their religion. Yet they missed the grace of God itself. They kept that light that had been given to them all the way back in Moses and Abraham and all of that. And they kept it hidden from the world. And what they did is they added a heavy burden to the world around them. They set this expectation that people could not live up to, and even themselves could not. Just as at times we set expectations for the world around us to live up to that they can't. We expect people to change their life. Hear this part carefully. We so often expect the world around us to change their life while still living in darkness. Have you ever tried to change in the dark? Put your shirt on backwards? I've seen pants on backwards. Guilty. You know, it happens. And we expect people to change their life whilst they're walking around in darkness. Jesus is saying how we judge others is how we're going to be judged. If we're judging the world around us based on the fact of them trying to operate in darkness, walking around with no source of light, we're going to be judged that same way. We are called as Christians, folks, to bring the light of Jesus to the world around us, to illuminate even the darkest of areas, to make sure that we're the hands and feet everywhere we go, to show the love of God. Our job is to be light bearers. And remember that people can't find hope, they can't find joy without that light. He finished up in the final verse, verse 25. And he says, "For whoever has, more will be given to him. And whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." You see, the more wisdom we have, the more it will be handed out. The more we lack it, the quicker we'll burn out. You know, we talked a lot about letting our light shine today. That's kind of the premise, to not be ashamed of the gospel, to make sure that we're bold in everything we do. You know, the lamp that Jesus spoke about earlier could only hold so much oil. And after some time, that oil would start to run out and the light would die down, right? Just as my old Coleman lantern. After a while, it finally just starts dying down and it starts losing everything. And the world starts to run out of light. Eventually, though, a person in the house would have to go and they'd add more oil to that lamp, to keep it bright, to keep it where it illuminated everything around them. If they didn't, the light would go out completely. That's the same for us in our faith. We want that light of God to burn brightly to the world around us. We want to be the hands and feet that we're called to be. We have to make sure that we're filling ourselves up, that we're refilling that oil. Jesus is reminding us that we're called to spend time in his word in this passage, to spend time in prayer so that we can let that light shine brightly, so that when the darkness comes in around us, we can stand firm knowing that our light will burn bright with us and keeping the darkness at bay. The only thing that'll keep darkness away is the light. The only thing that'll keep the devil at bay is Jesus. And when we don't refill that light, when we don't refill that oil in our lives, eventually that light will go away and it will be taken away. And we no longer have it. Church, I want to encourage you today to let your light shine bright to the world around us. To make it a habit of filling up daily in the Word of God. To stand boldly for the truth of God. And to become that beacon of hope in the world around you, to your community. To not cast judgment on those that are walking in darkness. Instead, offer them the light of Jesus so that they can find hope themselves. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Father, we thank you for the reminder that we're called to be the light. And Father, you're the source of that light. Lord, may we just constantly look to fill ourselves up. May we be bold in our faith. May we go without being ashamed. And may we count all the costs. Lord, I thank you for each person here, for the love they have for you. And Lord, may we just fill ourselves up each and every day. And may we come together and shine a light so bright that people want to know what's different about us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It is well with my soul. As we prepare to head out this week, may you let the brightness of God just shine right through you. May you be a light everywhere you go. May people see who Jesus is through you. And may God bless you in all of it. God bless. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us today for Mount Carroll Church of God Radio Ministries with Pastor Tim Yoder. We meet locally every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Sunday school and 10 a.m. for service. If this program has been a blessing to you, we would love to hear from you. We can be reached at mcchurchofgod.org or find us on Facebook at Mount Carroll Church of God, where you may also find a copy of today's broadcast. We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, God bless. Have a great week.